Some things never change. You're still the same. Bob Seger and his Silver Bullet Band on your radio friend. 14 minutes after 10 o'clock on your hump day morning. Some things do change, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat package. He is former major leaguer and Fox Sports and baseball analyst. Please welcome back to your radio friend, Senior Orestes Estrada. Oh!
My buddy, my friend, mi amigo, mi hermano. How are you, Super Glenn? Things do change because the Cubbies have changed a lot of their ways from last year. And, man, they look like a more impressive team. And maybe they'll change history.
Well, they've already changed history for sure.
True.
And,
true.
I mean, to go to the National League Championship Series 2 years in a row, a Cubs team has never done that.
That's a good point.
It was history last night when Grandpa Rossi, David Ross, became the oldest catcher. Think about this. The oldest catcher in Major League history ever to hit a home run at 39 years old. And the four-run comeback in the top of the ninth that the Cubs put on the Giants' bullpen was the largest deficit overcome in a ninth inning in playoff history.
How about that?
Unbelievable.
Playoff history. That goes back, I guess, playoff history goes all the way back at least to 1908, does it not?
I would. Before that, they were having the World Series before
that. I'm
just
kidding. Yeah. 1908 the last World Series championship for the Cubbies. So they're looking at that number, man. If they... because you're over there in that fine, beautiful, you know, city of yours, which I love dramatically and always have. If you guys pull that off, man, I think I'm going to buy a 1908 shirt or something to do with 1908 and just kind of tie it all together, because it does seem like there is some magic going on. Obviously, the night before, you had Chapman basically feverish. As I sent you in that text describing my thoughts of the playoffs, he threw 102 last night, but he was must have had 102 fever the night before because he couldn't find the strike zone as well. But he was determined. You have Baez, which is incredible, incredible plays this kid is making at second base offensively. And now I'll say one other thing about the offense, and one of the reasons I think this team, Glenn, is totally different than last year's Joe Maddon team, and that is, because they really are a better just hitting team. They strike out less. You noticeably see them trying to hit the ball up the middle, something that probably when you were here and watching some of my shows covering the Rays and yesteryears, I used to talk so much about that they always, you know, struggled and still do with the wrist, runner in scoring position. Something the Giants have been really, really good in their, you know, World Series runs, Glenn, and that is trying to just hit the ball up the middle. How many hits did the Cubs have in this series alone that were up the middle, the last two being, you know, Contreras and obviously Baez's base hits up the middle to drive and run?
He is Orestes Estrada. He is the Fox Sports baseball analyst, longtime major leaguer, Japanese major leaguer, and our friend on WRJN. This is Glenn Klein for a hump day morning. You want to hear an incredible statistic about 1908?
Yes, sir.
Napoleon Bonaparte was alive closer to the last Cubs World Series in 1908 than we are right now.
Wow. That puts it in perspective of how long ago. You know, I really feel that this team, the Cubbies, have a nucleus of every aspect in order to win. You know, pitching, starting pitching, obviously very deep, very strong, both right and left. Both right and left, in the pens. Obviously, as I aforementioned, the small ball hitting, timely hitting, home runs, defense. It's going to be interesting because I think them and the very, very hot Cleveland Indians look to be the front runners right now as two teams that are playing, you know, at all cylinders and have a lot of different dynamics. And it's 1948 for the Tribe, so they've been a long time.
Cleveland got their championship with LeBron. It's the Cubs' turn.
Ah, I see where you're going with that.
Yes, indeed.
LeBron has brought the magic. I mean, can't do it for the Browns, obviously, but, you know, he's He's only a king, not a deity. He's not God. But I don't know. I don't know. This is interesting what's going on in Cleveland. You saw what happened right after they won the NBA Finals. Cleveland went like 11. They won like 11 straight.
Yeah.
In baseball.
Yeah, but then you know. But then you know what happened though.
What?
Then the Republican National Convention came to town.
Killed them. And they just totally killed them.
And
they nominated
Donald J. Trump. They nominated Donald J. Trump.
he might have thrown out a first pitch somewhere. I'm not sure. You know,
there is no way that guy could throw a ball. There is absolutely no way.
Come on now.
All right, he's something.
Throw some stuff. I don't know what he throws
a lot of stuff up against the wall. So Arrestus has been down.
I miss you, by the way.
I miss you too. I miss Tampa Bay. I don't miss Tropicana Field. I can tell you that.
No, there's not a whole lot.
But I have a question. This is just for me, beautiful humans. Just put up with me as you usually do on this quality broadcast. So the Indians are playing the Blue Jays in the ALCS. The Blue Jays have the same turf as we have at Tropicana Field for the Rays. Why does our turf, and it always has been the case, look so wretched, and the Blue Jays' turf looks just fine?
Well, I will say this, because I was there when they put the newer same turf as Tropicana Field turf last year. So last year, at the beginning of the season, we opened, you know, one of the first few games of last year, season 15, was in Toronto. And usually I go to the studio down in Fort Lauderdale and do the pre and post from studio, more like a Baseball Tonight type thing. But I'll go on a few East Coast trips. And I went to that one. So they had just laid down that carpet. So if you looked at it recently, obviously in the playoffs in the last 2 years, it probably does look newer because it is newer.
Ours looks like bad 1970s carpet, like from the 70s when it was brand new. Now somebody told me it was because of the humidity. It has all those stains.
Maybe,
it looks so bad on television.
It does. Oh, I agree with you 100%. Along with the Raptors, and you know, even though it's become a kind of one of these, like, you know. Oh, I talk to people and they go, oh, I love the Trop. You know, I'll miss the Trop. But the reality is, once a new edifice is put up there properly, you won't miss the Trop. I mean, it's like having, you know, an old battle axe car that you had in high school or whenever, and you go, oh, this is a good car. But if you were able to get a brand new car, you're not going to miss that old car, you know. So that's the situation with the Rays. And beyond that, they're not the Toronto Blue Jays, my friend. They won't spend the money that the Blue Jays will, or not even what obviously your Chicago Cubbies are spending.
Well, somebody that I miss, as much as I enjoy Len Casper and Jim Deshays doing the television games on.
I'm a big fan of Ace Deshays, by the way. We played together for several years.
Yeah, he's really sharp, very funny, very knowledgeable. I really do miss calls like this from Harry Carey.
Here it is. There goes a runner. Hey, a line drive out. The pitcher's game is over. Shortstop Owen, and it's a double play.
The good Lord wants the Cubs.
Come on,
to win.
There's none better. I mean, it's Harry, you know, Harry Carey, Bill Rizzuto. You know, throw in a little bit of euchre, and that's it. You can't get any better in baseball lore. But I was most proud. I think one of my two great things. In my, you know, my little time in the big leagues, was knowing that Bob Shepard mentioned my name numerous times when I got up as a young Yankee player for a little bit.
Right, the famous
Harry
Yankee.
The great voice Bob Carey. He said, "Now batting number 53," and then Harry Carey, I'm sure, butchered my name. I do need to get that tape, because I'm sure, kind of like he had trouble with Vizcaino. Come on. Seriously, he probably went, you know, Robert, let's something like that, I'm sure.
Well, so one could make that. One could make the argument that the good Lord does want the Cubs to win because when Joe Maddon decided to leave our Tampa Bay Rays, he was not aware that there was a clause in his contract that if Andrew Friedman would leave as the general manager of Tampa Bay, that he had the option to leave. And so he did. And there was talk initially that Friedman would hire him for the Dodgers. But then Friedman decided to keep Don Mattingly at the time. And all of a sudden, you hear rumors that Theo Epstein is considering talking to JoJo Ma, or as you call him, Joe Magic.
Yeah.
Now, you worked with Joe Maddon for many, many years. We watched him together turn around that franchise in Tampa Bay, in St. Petersburg, at Tropicana Field. What makes that guy so magical and so special, though?
I'm going to tell you what I think it is, you know, covering the Rays and being around them for, you know, 150 games a year, those early years when I got there, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. I believe that Joe has an innate way of, A, communicating and being able to communicate to different types of people, because I think that is massively important in today's day and age as a head coach or a manager at a high level, even in the college, you know, the high-level college ranks, you know, the Notre Dames and you name it, the, you know, the Ohio States, the Miami's, Florida State. I believe that you, because you have so many different types of personalities now, that you have to be able to communicate, and Joe has that flair. He has that way. He's so knowledgeable, worldly. He can talk this way to that guy and this way to this guy. And then he entertains you, not just because he's funny. It's not Casey Stengel entertainment. It's, or Leo DeRocher entertainment. It's like, I didn't think about that. Just talking about life. You're around the guy, and he goes like, wow. And you know, so the guy is just, he'll go start talking about something specifically X's and O's baseball, and it'll trigger him about some other experience that he happened to have while he was explaining that. And you are, that's fascinating. At least it is to me. Some other people maybe don't get it. I know you do, because you're that type of mentality and kind of, you know, diverse thinking. Now, on top of that, he also motivates players, and that's where the Phil Jackson, the Joe Torre, you know, that you know, even Belichick, who's totally different in his demeanor, and but we don't know behind the you know, the doors how he really treats players. The media, he's closed. But you have to be able, Glenn, to motivate players, because at this level, you're pretty much, you are what you are, give or take plus or minus 5 or 10%. You're a 250 hitter. You're going to be a 250 hitter, but you need to get that 250 out of that guy or whatever other attribute he might have.
Right.
Well, Joe is phenomenal on that, keeps it fun. I'm watching these Cubbies play now, and I would, you know, I would peek into a game or two here and there, but predominantly about the American League and my Rays. Well, I'm watching them now consistently in these playoffs, and I'm going, what a freaking fun team to watch.
Oh, my God.
Rizzo gets a third out of an inning, and he's running in, and he's flinging it at 100 miles an hour back to Baez, who's running in, and or he's throwing it to somebody else, and they're in the dugout. That's awesome.
Yes,
and I think to be respected.
I had dinner with my brother a couple nights ago, right before the Cubs game, and a friend of his was there, young kid. He asked me who my all-time favorite Cubs player was, and I said Billy Williams, and he said who's your favorite Cubs player now, and without hesitation, I said Javier Baez. And for you, for you beautiful humans who appreciate athleticism, this kid, the Cubs second baseman, he'll play third base. He's probably the best infielder in all of baseball. Did you see the thing yesterday towards the end of the game where he dropped his Starburst candy? And
yes.
Oh my, it was classic. His hands are so quick. He's so athletic. He's such a gamer. He's so clutch.
The body control and obviously the arm, so he could play on the left side, which is the longer throw, but he's Manny Trillo on the right side with quicker feet and softer hands. So the dude is impressing the heck out of me. And oh, by the way, I'm pissed because I say the Rays here supposedly had several types of deals, in order, you know, to try to get this kid during the off season last year, spring training, all the way up to the beginning of the season, because there wasn't seemingly a spot for him. And, oh, my goodness, am I ticked off that we didn't get this kid.
Yeah, well, Derek Shelton.
My favorite player in the world right now, buddy.
Derek Shelton would have screwed him up for sure anyway.
So. Oh! Oh!
Now, that's a little bit of inside baseball for you beautiful humans on a Wednesday morning. All right, so you got the Nationals and Dodgers tomorrow night. Who's going to take it?
I want the Dodgers. I'm an old-school kind of guy, so, I'd like the Dodgers to stay in the playoffs. I don't know why, but I've always been kind of maybe because of Vero Beach being so close to where I grew up. So that's probably why. I grew up in Miami, didn't have baseball, Major League Baseball, but we had, you know, the Orioles, where spring training was in Miami, and the Dodgers were a couple hours north in Vero Beach, and my dad and I used to try to pop in there. So I kind of pulled for the Dodgers. But all that being said, it's Rich Hill, who is – not a world beater, solid lefty.
Former Cubs pitcher, Rich Hill.
Yes, good, solid lefty. Struggled a little bit in his first start, but he did finish the season off really, really well. And the monster that is Scherzer. So if big game guys are going to show up, of which, by the way, Clayton Kershaw showed up yesterday, the nod should go to the Nationals at home, with one of the best right-handers in the game.
And then my Chicago Cubbies will play the winner of that game Saturday at the friendly confines on the north side of Chicago at Wrigley Field.
Oh, my. I'm loving it, man. I need to reach out to Joe and Davey. I figure I'd give him a day or so because everybody's probably, tracking him down. But that trio of Joe, Zoe, and Davey Martinez, I love all three of them, and I'm so, so happy. And you guys are so lucky to have those three beautiful humans on your north side.
To coin a phrase.
Hey, you know it.
Yeah.
I got to run.
Yeah, I know. You got to get on the sports animal now.
I know you waited to make sure that they made it to the next run, but now they're in, and they're going hopefully far. So we'll be talking, G-Money.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
There he goes. Orestes Destrada, former major leaguer and current Fox baseball analyst down there in beautiful Tampa Bay. The great Tom Carco is standing by in the WRJN News Center with this hour's news update momentarily.
This is a great place for one-stop shopping.
Great prices.
Lots of value.
It's your everything store.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, you'll always...